the contracted provision of financial terms through ENIB toll of 20% return on investment instead of the normal 12.5% is an unusually high rate for a commercial transaction of this nature, especially as GMPC and government assumed all the risk in the project. That is what the MPP has stated. The response from the Minister Kofi Amabua is bizarre, to say the least. He says the rate of return is less than 12.5%. The minister insisted that ENI did not include their past costs on the investment. That statement is hackneyed trivia. Another of the overgenerous concessions that the state has offered to ENI Vitor in the agreement is in the area of tax incentives, which Ghana is required to provide to the tune of at least $125 million. GMPC is obligated to additional upfront cash payment of $125 million in order to bail out the contractors in the event of a shortfall in revenue. In other words, the government is compelled to pay cash to the ENIB toll group to offset any decreases in their profits. The government of Ghana is obligated by specific provisions in the agreement to issue a $100 million sovereign guarantee to pay for the shortfall in case the MPC also defaults. These rates are just too high for the state and overexpose the country. GMPC is required to offtake 90% of the total quantity of gas produced by the contractors at a guaranteed price of $9.8 per British thermal unit, that is MMBTU. Nigeria's gas through Ghana is about $9 per MMBTU after it has been transported over a distance of 670 kilometers. This price of $9.8 per MMBTU is guaranteed over 20-year projects. The 9.8 price per standard measure excludes transport costs over the 63 kilometers distance that this particular gas will travel. If cost of transportation is added, the price per MMBTU is estimated at about $12, and this makes the gas to be produced in Ghana the most expensive in the world. The tragedy of the agreement is that there is no flexibility. Say, for example, for a review of price downwards in the event of the collapse of world gas price.